I'm Kathy, the co-host. Tonight we will talk about tips and solutions to manifest better health, prosperity, and harmonious relationships through the healings offered by the Creation Light Chip, also known as Source Energy. Ron will offer clearings of our energetic blockages to help us in these areas. In the chat room, the moderator is posting links to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and to his host page on CTR, where you can subscribe to the podcast for free. On that page, you will find his current blog topic and the picture of a light being's face that will be activated for peace energy. Now let's greet our host, Ron Amatron. Hello, Ron. Over to you.
Hi, everybody. So let's do a light being activation. So I'll bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And I normally count numbers, so I'll do that again this time to bring the energy in. Remember, you have to command the energy some way, so counting always works. Or I could use the word stronger, but here we go. We'll count to 10 to bring in more of that life force energy into the light beam. So here we go. This is Source Energy, and it will be activated by a light beam from Source Energy, and its energy signature is peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, that feels pretty good. And next we're going to do a little sample here of the 1,000-year of darkness barcode. And we talked about this on many shows. This is what everybody has put on them by the aliens to prevent you from understanding what true light is. And it's also, implants that can go off to take you away from source energy to connect you more fully and securely into mind energy. So that's not good. That's why you're still living right now here, because you didn't do the ascension 2,000 years ago. So the whole process is what do you wish to believe and what is correct? And in your own belief system, you're probably validating yourself through all your past lives of being here, and you're just using the wrong system, typically, because you're not in peace. You're judging yourself and using judgment to validate your correct, maybe spiritual path, if you want to use that term, or anything else. So you want to definitely connect to your spirit with the mind-to-heart drop. We'll first remove some of the energy from the 2,000-year of darkness barcode. And here we go. And this will help you. And we're kind of coining something here tonight. Do you want to bring it up, Kathy, the four H's?
The four H's are happiness, health, harmonious relations, and having more money.
That's the four H's. So here we go. And only way to connect with that would be to go to your heart and to be in the present moment of source energy. Otherwise, you're in the mind control energies of darkness, and you're inside of your head and using mind energy to control your reality, which is what has kept you stuck here on this planet for thousands and thousands of years. So here we go. We're going to take away some of these energetic barcodes. So we'll deal with one that may be dealing with happiness for you. So just see if your body's feeling better. Maybe you get a big smile on your face as that peace energy from the light being comes into you as we release these energies from you, at least the ones that we can right now. Remember, you can never bring anything more to yourself unless you clear a space for it. So that's what we do here, is do clearings to bring in more of your spirit energy. Without doing a clearing, you can't bring it in, because the only reason why your spirit's not with you is because you forced it, kicked it out of your body through judgments and mind energy transmissions, along with alien implants and different things. So here we go. I'll do four implants here, keeping you from, preventing you from having happiness, and just see how your body feels. So first one, I'm going to release that. I'll just count to five to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's four different energetic barcodes of darkness to keep you from having happiness. And you can still have many, many, many more, but you may start to feel a little bit lighter and a little more conscious. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, first I want to say that feels good to have those blockages cleared away a bit. And also it feels good to have the energetically charged light being peace energy coming into my room. And I hope that the listeners in the listening live will enjoy that too. And if so, maybe they could comment in the chat room that they have the light being up and they do feel this wonderful peace energy being offered from Source. There's just nothing like it. And this is a conduit to the Source that we use through all the clearings that Ron has online. So, Ron, back to the subject of manifestation through Source energy, you mentioned the four H's, harmonious relationships, health, happiness, and having more money. And that's what people want. That's what we all want. And so we do try the many popular techniques like the positive affirmations, visualizations, and guided meditations, for example. So I've been hearing that our emotions are powerful partners in visualizing our heart's desire. Isn't that similar to heart energy? What actually happens? Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, when you're dealing with energies of mind, which would be what you're doing when you're meditating, because you have to think to go into that meditation, especially if it's a guided one, because you're listening. So you're not connecting to your spirit. So automatically, when you go somewhere and do something in the meditation, you're using mind energy to control you, and you're not in source energy any longer with your spirit. So your spirit is not going to go for that ride because it doesn't know what darkness is. Just by doing that type of situation, you're actually kind of going down the wrong rabbit hole or down the rabbit hole of darkness because you're in judgment. And so you could be connected a little bit in the meditation until somebody starts to talk. And once they begin to talk and guide you somewhere else, then you're automatically being switched out of heart energy and going into judgment, which is mind energy. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And somehow the teachers who are teaching meditation don't thoroughly talk about that because they just talk about doing guided meditations and they have a way of doing that. Remember, this is all mental stuff. So remember, if you look at meditation, it's all in the mental realm. And if it wasn't, you wouldn't need to meditate. You see, so when you're meditating and you're in that mental realm, right away you know that you're in darkness. There's no way to get around that. When you do the mind to heart drop, then you're commanding your spirit to take the mental energies and put them into your heart center. And then when you're in your heart center, this is where your spirit chose to reside, used to be in your whole body. But now, you know, because of mind energy taking over, the darkness energies of duality, now you're no longer in your heart, like a baby would be, because they don't think. And now you're dealing with separation and duality. So remember, the whole process here that people talk about, like the big secret, you know, of your thoughts are controlling your reality. Well, the main secret is, the biggest one, is that you are completely controlled by aliens. That's the secret. Once you understand that, and you understand that you're not really connected to source energy, but through the energies of mind, which is the alien agenda, connecting to you through implants and cordings, and mind control transmissions, robotic programs. Remember, everything that you're dealing with here in collective consciousness is going to be of the darkness energies. And you have the parallel lifetimes. You all know about parallel lives. You have the situations where you're abducted, where you lose your keys, lose your car in a parking lot. That's happened to everybody. You walk out of a store and you go, I think I put my car over here. And you go looking for it and it's not there or somewhere else. And then they do a switcheroo on you. bring you in a different transmission that your car is somewhere else, and you don't know the difference because they're in control of time, and you go, oh, I just made a mistake here. I thought it was over here, but, you know, foolish me, you know, I should have went right in place of left. Or, you know, you misplace something, were driving down the freeway, and you turned to the wrong location, you got lost, if you had, lack of time where you said, gee, I don't know what happened to the time here, or I'm supposed to turn off on this one particular street off the highway, freeway off-ramp, and I missed it. You know, am I really a dumb person for doing that, and I'm late now to an appointment or to see somebody? Well, that's because you were abducted. And so, remember, everything here is dealing with the alien lives that are here, and then they can also superimpose your past lives, parallel lives, into your current reality in this lifetime, causing more trauma and stress to you. Oh, it's very, very sad, but, you know, the website creationlightship.com has solutions for you to get yourself out of the darkness that is deeply embedded inside of you from your ancestors' thoughts. Timeline crashing and clearings is a really easy, quick way to help yourself out, to empower yourself, because you want to get off of timelines that are causing situations in your life, because if you have something going on in your life, then you're replicated on many, 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 many timelines with that same situation. So if you hurt yourself, you are hurt probably on many timelines, hundreds if not thousands of them, and you wonder why you're not getting well. You know, we could talk about something like the big C word that people have when they get older or have that experience or know somebody. Oh, automatically, are you on the pre-cancer timeline? If you heard about it, then that probably is activating the cancer in you if you know people who have it. So right away, you're automatically connected to that. And are you on the pre-cancer timeline or the pre-whatever timeline going down that road? So you may want to get off of that and do some timeline crashes, especially if you have a lot of people around you that are connected and have that particular situation in their life. And if you know them, then that energy is going to rub off on you, and you could also be on that same timeline, so you want to get off of it. Remember, your reality isn't timelines. In true light, there's no such thing. But here with the darkness energies, going to be there on a timeline. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. We could do some clearings on that if you like. I'd like everybody maybe to get a mirror and maybe look at themselves as we do a clearing. And then some people actually get up in the morning, they look in the mirror, and they tell their body what a great person they are and how they love themselves. Well, who and what are you talking to? Is your spirit with you? Are you just talking to the body? You look deep inside of your eyes to find yourself? Probably not. You know, you're probably just looking in the mirror saying how wonderful you look because maybe you combed your hair properly or you put the makeup on right and brush your teeth and you smile right and you look great. You go, I feel wonderful. I look good. But what's that going to do to help you? So I guess we'll just turn it over to you, Kathy.
Well, Ron, you spoke of mirrors, and I know that's a sort of a new thought, new age tool to take the mirror and look into it and give ourselves positive statements so that we can reflect them out. We can reflect those wonderful things that we want to believe about ourselves out.
That's the problem, see. You hit the nail on the head. You're doing affirmations in mind energy to bring forth the mind-controlling program to change your reality. And it may work a little bit, but whenever you do an affirmation, you're dealing with mind energy. That's what you should not be doing. You don't want to do an affirmation, as you're going to be drawing everything to you that's associated with that. Affirmations is probably the last thing that you ever want to do. You want to connect to your spirit and work with source energy, which your spirit is, and not work with some other alien, strange energy that they brought here to take away and zap your own power of your spirit. So, affirmations are not a good thing, because what are you connecting to? What are you going to be drawing into your life? You're using mind energy. What's hooked up to that? You know, it's like when you typically, if you go to church, if you're a church person, and hopefully you're not doing that any longer, but that's your choice. But, you know, what do? You go to church, and what do? You ask for a favor, you know? And then I would imagine that you may think if you paid more money in that little collection plate to this alien god out there that you're praying to, that you're going to be getting more stuff. Remember, the churches are not using source energy of Jesus. They're using the false energy, the light of the darkness, Jesus, in what they're doing. Remember, when Jesus left here on this planet and went back to source, none of what he did here was ever activated and continued on, because he was the conduit, and it left. So the information that the churches give people is just another dark side energy to connect you more to darkness, because there's no such thing. And you have to look at it realistically. Would you want to be courted to all these people on this planet with all this negativity? Probably not. You know? So, you know, it doesn't take much to connect the dots there. But when he left, you know, that energy was not here for like 1950 years. So source energy was not on this planet at all, because you have an ascension happening every 2,000 years. And the source energy, because it's in non-judgment, does not judge any of its creations and allows you to have free will, free choice. So that's the way it works. Unfortunately, the dark side came in and tried to change everything, to put it into mind energy to disempower you. People say, don't they have a powerful spirit? Well, are you glowing like a baby? Remember, the baby may only have, you know, a few drops of spirit that it had because it's lost most of itself through all of its other incarnations. But aside from that, does your body glow and look as nice as a baby? And you would probably say, well, no. That's because the judgment is taking you over. And that judgment energy is taking away your spirit. And you may have lost a lot of your spirit through living life in judgment. So, if you think you're empowered, you may just be listening to your mind energy telling you that. But if you don't glow like a baby does, then you have less spirit energy than what a baby would have. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so the mirror work and the affirmations and the prayers don't work, really, because we're putting ourselves in duality. We're actually putting ourselves more into darkness. We're buying into the script that was handed to us, and we're not actually connecting with our source energy in our heart. In our heart, we've essentially lost our essence. So could you please indicate what the Creation Light Ship could do for us instead of affirmations and similar things we described before?
You just want to do the mind-to-heart drop. That only takes you, 20 seconds to do. Then you connect it to your spirit, which is source energy. And remember, it's your spirit is like a little dynamo. It always has this energy with it. You know, it'll have whatever it has with it is what it has. And it doesn't necessarily get recharged, because what it has is what it has. As it gets depleted through lifetime after lifetime, it's still going to be very powerful. But it would not be like it would be initially when you first came here. But your spirit energy is what you're looking for. Anything that you're trying to bring in mind energy outside of yourself in the name of source energy will be more darkness. And source energy doesn't judge any of its creations, so it can never really bring anything to you, because you can't go to source energy because you have darkness in you. But some people don't understand that. So source energy is pure light. And when the light battles the darkness, which is what we've been doing now for quite a while, since we're at the end of ascension, then whatever has judgment inside of it gets terminated. So if you were to go to Source Energy, except when I take people there, we have a special way of doing that. But aside from that, if you were to go to Source Energy, you would never even come close, because you would be a threat to Source Energy, because you'd have darkness and you would no longer exist. The part of you that was light would still exist, but everything else would just be destroyed, which would probably be your whole body. So that's why you want to do the ascension here. So, let's see here. Main thing is you want to be in the present moment. Now, everything else that you're dealing with mind, energy, affirmation, it's all bringing stuff outside of yourself. And when you do an affirmation, that basically means that you are in lack, because you're attempting to bring something to you in duality that would be lack. You're dealing with lack. So what you want to do is to get into the now to feel more peaceful. So we could do a little clearing for that here for everybody. So just kind of sit back, and we'll bring in the energy of your spirit and your body to be back onto this timeline here, so that you're no longer out in the beyondo experiencing life in darkness. So here we go. I'm going to bring your body back. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we're going to bring back your spirit, the parts that we can retrieve. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that timeline crash to help put us more in the now and reconnect with our spirit. What about those of us who maybe we don't want to do affirmations, or we don't even do them, but still we're trying to live our lives, trying to make money, but yet we're being controlled by someone else's reality? We're kind of caught in that situation where someone created this situation and we have to deal with it. Can we possibly address that, maybe a timeline crash for that?
Yeah, so you need to think of a situation, and we'll do a timeline crash. So it's kind of hard to say what your situation is. Everybody has different situations. So think of something. Do you have any idea what you think would be applicable for most people listening, Kathy?
I think it's when you're in a job that the employer set up some kind of a program, and it just added more work to your load, and things just really aren't working out well because it wasn't properly planned out. That's being controlled by someone else's reality.
Yes, that would be correct, yeah. So here we go. So one, do a timeline crash, I'll count to 10. So just think of that, how someone else's reality is now affecting yours because they're controlling you. And it could be controlling the implants in you. They could be your handler. So here we go. One, two, releasing this from you. Three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Wow. Back to you, Kathy. That was a little heavy. Let's do a space-time crash, too. So this will take you, bring you back here if you happen to be floating out there in the beyondo with this situation and you didn't come back from the timeline. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh boy. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's do maybe an emotional situation here. Maybe you have an emotion that you're dealing with. And maybe you're kind of resenting your boss or have resentment toward your situation. That could be also like anger and fear, but let's do that here. So again, an emotional situation. You have to think of it naturally so I can clear it. Here we go. So one, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, another emotional situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now what we're going to do is a timeline crash. And we'll do one for maybe something to deal with poverty. Maybe you think you are supposed to have maybe more money, and or the check's in the mail and it never comes, something like that. Or maybe you're just dealing with a situation that maybe stuff comes and goes all the time from you. You don't know why that's happening. Maybe there's some kind of implant in you that's wanting to absorb your money. And we'll probably do, I think we'll do that Jewish money code next week. I had a lot of people requesting that. So let's do this clearing here for maybe poverty and a timeline crash. You feel like, you know, the deck's stacked against you. You drew the wrong card, you know. You know the old saying that we used to say. I don't know what they have now with the younger people, but, you know, that dark cloud over your head. So whatever those situations are that you're thinking about, we're going to clear that. One situation. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, I'll just turn it back over to you again here.
Ooh, wow, I really felt those timeline crashes for those situations. And I think we can all relate to those at some time or other when we felt like the deck was stacked against us, and no matter what we did, just couldn't get ahead or just couldn't get through to where we wanted to go, and it just didn't seem to connect. And now that we know about the timelines that we're on, where our energy and spirit is so fragmented out, it's amazing we can get anything done at all. But it also explains why we're so tired all the time. And I think that lots of times we try so much, and then we just sort of give up a little bit, and then we feel like we're not living up to our potential. Could you do a clearing for us, Ron, that could address that, perhaps clear some elements in us that make us feel a little bit lazy or that get us depressed over not being able to fulfill what we are told we should be doing?
Yeah, what you should be doing is what you're doing. So that's the main thing. You should have free choice to do whatever you choose to do. So there's really no spiritual path for you in true light. It's just what you want to experience, you know. And so sometimes people get stuck because maybe they go to a reader and the reader says, oh, boy, I see you changing your job, making lots of money. And maybe you went to them a year ago and they said, this is going to happen in 3 months. And now you're wondering what you did wrong because they gave you all this great information, made you feel good in that moment. And all of a sudden now it's like, I don't know, I lost something. Maybe I did something wrong. So that's the whole process, is let's just kind of clear this away from you here. Here we go, everybody. So you want to release something that's bothering you. Oh, here we go. 1, 2. Oh, dear. 3. Pretty heavy. 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. So let's do a clearing to help you out with what we'll do is we have a psychic billboard on the website where you're using the information that you want to have changed in your life. It's initially the Psychic Billboard is your dark side program that you write on without knowing about it, what your friends write on, input into that, their thoughts of you, and what the aliens want you to do, too. So, you know, this is all mind control stuff. So what we're going to do now is a clearing, if you like, and we'll just erase your billboard temporarily here, and then it's up to you if you wish to go in there and reprogram it. So it's up to you what you want to do here. I can erase it, and it will automatically come back into probably where it was before if you're being controlled by other people. But it's the way you can feel some freedom. And this is all energetic attacks being done to you. And naturally, if you have something that's working right now in your life and everything is in motion, then you probably don't want to have this clearing. But if you feel kind of stuck and maybe you know, blasé, and you want to sort of move on more with your life, then maybe having this clearing done for you can help you. But it would only last throughout the show here, and then it will probably come back into play again. In case you're wondering what it is, on the website it's only $20 for the month, and you want to check it out daily, or at least every 2 days, you know, maximum. I'd say do it every day and just see how people around you are changing their reality towards you, how they feel about you. So anyway, it's the way that you can input energies, what you want to manifest in your life using source energy connected to a dark side program. That's the way it works. So here we go. You want your billboard to be erased momentarily so that you can feel some peace. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, it's pretty heavy. Some people have a lot of stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's better. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
So you said the psychic billboard was erased just now, giving us temporarily a clean slate. So we can actually reprogram it ourselves if we wish to. And we can use the clearing you have called the Psychic Billboard Mind Projection Clearing that's on your website, creationlightship.com, to help in those areas of health, happiness, harmonious relationships, and having more money. So that's fantastic. And we would not be using mind energy. We'd use source energy. Can you give us an example, Ron, of what we would put on the billboard if we wanted to, after the program, do so?
Okay, or so say, let's just maybe say that maybe you're dealing with people not liking you. Maybe you walk into a room and they kind of look at you funny and walk away from you. So they're rejecting you. So that's on your billboard. So when you walk into the room, they look at you. Maybe they're 20 feet away or so, and they look at you, and right on your billboard it is that you don't want to be friendly to people. You know, you have situations and to be aware of you. And you really want to meet people, but somehow they see that and they run the other direction because they're reading you psychically. So who did that to you? Well, you have it yourself running. That could be in your DNA. So you want to clear that for yourself. So that's what you input. That you, this is where you are right now. People don't want to connect with you, relate to you, we'll say. And then you go to the next thing. What are other people seeing about you? So if somebody sees you and they read that billboard and they go, oh, man, this person is awful. I don't want to see them. They're going to be inputting on your billboard, too. And it could be your friends doing the same thing, or somebody who doesn't really even like you could be putting that on there, thinking of you. This is like the doing spells on you and stuff. And that goes right to your billboard. And then you have the main controlling energies out there, the aliens. And they can also input how they want to control you. And so what you do is you go into that clearing and you put down where you are. And normally where you are is for everything. So you have three separate boxes to type in, you know, the same information. And now how do you want that to be? Because you want to get that away from you, and now you want to import something that is more positive to you. or whatever you want to have. And so all of a sudden, you type that in and the clearing starts. And now you have to watch other people around you and see how they're relating to you. And you want to keep changing the psychic billboard because you are moving forward to becoming more likable, we'll say, for other people. So you just see how they relate, and then you monitor where you are and change that. And that's the way it works. So, and it's very, very successful, and it works wonderfully. And if you do feel stuck, then you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing. But psychic billboard works very nice for people. So back to you, Kathy.
I noticed the psychic billboard mind projection clearing. It's set up so that we can input what we want to change in three separate categories: the past, the present, and the future. Can you tell us why you set it up that way, Ron?
Yeah, because, see, your past is controlling your reality. What's in the now is doing that. That's the present. And the future is really what you're dealing with, because the future is creating your current reality. And so the future is going to give you probably more trouble than the other ones, typically. Not always, but typically it could, because you could have something happening on one of those key days where they have the mind-controlling programs for you. An example would be, you know, say that you want to be happy. And so you started the clearing now. We'll say you're in it for a week. And all of a sudden, in your DNA, you know, the aliens notice that, boy, you know, 2 weeks from now is when maybe you somehow had your cat run over by a car, okay? And you love your little cat, and now it's dead. Well, you don't know about that because you probably forgot about it. The aliens didn't forget. They have your complete program of you, and it's in your natal chart. So they're now going to put in there that you can't be friendly and you're not going to be happy, because they're going to give you some type of energy about your cat dying. You won't even know what it's about, but you're going to feel pretty funky going down that road, feeling funky. So that's what they're going to be doing to you. So, you know, it's always good to erase what they're putting in. So each day you'd put in that you're feeling happy. That way it will invalidate their program that they're giving you. Because the source energy is more powerful than the darkness. And you're actually going in with light into their program, which is of darkness. You're putting light into that program to recreate your reality. That's the way it works. So the future one is going to be controlling your life more than probably anything else. But they're all very, very good. And you want to go in there and change your current reality if you want to change it. If you don't, that's fine. If you don't do anything on the billboard for where you want to be, then, you know, that may not be too good either. You may want to try that, possibly, but you're here to create. And your spirit is here to create, so you want to stay with that energy. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. So you explained that we can use the psychic billboard to change our current reality by posting what we want removed from the past, the present, and the future, and then what we want it replaced with in the past, the present, and the future. Okay, so could you give us an example of how we could use the psychic billboard for our health? Maybe we want better health, or as you said before, a little earlier, we've been exposed to the health conditions we hear about on the news a lot having to do with the C word. And we're a little bit concerned, maybe worried that it's going to come around our way too. How can we use the psychic billboard for that?
Psychic billboard, yeah, you could just put in that that energy is not going to connect to you. Remember, you're a choice here of what you want to have happen. Also, you probably want to do a timeline crash with that, you know, many of them. But basically, you could put that in that your health is good, and that that's not exactly right, because there's so many energies. You're dealing with one energy, which would be cancer. So you want to put in there that the cancer, you know, will turn into peace energy, basically. So it's not going to affect you. Remember, what you're dealing with is a fear. And so you're dealing with fear of cancer, if you think about it. So you want to get rid of the fear and to come into oneness with cancer. And when you come into oneness with anything, then at that point it can't affect you. There's the old saints where you may have heard people would actually like maybe drink the poisonous venom from snakes and it won't affect them. Well, that's because they're going into oneness with that venom and it can't hurt them because it's a part of them. And this is sort of like what the billboard clearing is doing for you. It's bringing you into the reality of that consciousness to where it's not going to affect you. If you go into it with fear, then you may have to do a lot more clearings to get rid of the fear. But, you know, everybody is different. So if you're really afraid of, cancer, then by all means, you probably want to first do a lot of timeline crashes to get off of those cancer timelines or the pre-cancer timelines, okay, or whatever else is coming down the pike. And so you want to get off of those timelines so that energy is not going to come into your realm of experience so you can experience it. And that's the way you want to work with the system is to do that. So back to you, Kathy.
Sounds like you recommend doing the psychic billboard clearing and the timeline crashes together for those same maybe conditions that we're associated with or fears or something we want to change. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
The way that you can use light to change your reality. Otherwise, you know, you'd be using the mind energy that everybody talks about, how your thoughts control your reality. Well, here you're using source energy. The source energy is more powerful than the darkness energy of what people are trying to get people to do and convince them that, you know, you can think your way out of something. Because then you're in darkness. And you can never think your way out of darkness. You just get trapped more into it. But with light, you're using light to clear away the darkness so you're able to move forward. And that's the difference. Remember, initially you were all in light energy. You never thought. If you did think you'd be in light energy, true light, and it would not come from your head. Your whole body would resonate that energy. And now they stuck it in your head and took away your spirit energy, diluted it so much that you're dealing with situations that it's hard to get out of. This is why the website came about and why Source Energy, you know, wanted me to come out to do what I'm doing now in 2005. To give people a way to get out of and off this planet for the ascension. That's why I'm here, is to help people. And you need to be in the moment. And the more that you're in the moment, as you start feeling that energy around you and through you, then these things will sort of start to drop away also. But if you do have situations happening, then, you know, the first thing is to do timeline crashes to get off of it, and then maybe go onto the psychic billboard to start to change your life a little bit. And maybe also the self-empowerment. I think it's 38 different clearings on that. Now, the psychic billboard is great to jumpstart people, and it does work instantly. And you want to monitor it continuously. And you don't want to think about it. You want to just put the energy there and watch people respond to you. And maybe every day or so, then change what you have in there according to the way you are perceived by other people. The worst scenario that I find with people is that maybe they had a job, they got fired, laid off, or whatever. The boss didn't like them. Maybe they were a great employee, but they wanted to do something else. So your past boss could be projecting a lot of negative energy, hoping that you never get a job. And then by doing so, you may not ever have one because it's on your billboard that you're a bad employee or something. So a lot of people have commented to me that, boy, they got in there and they just started changing stuff on it. And lo and behold, within a couple of weeks, instantly, things started to work for them. Or that they were stuck for years. So it's very, very good. And like I said, next week we'll do the Jewish Money Code energies on Contact Talk Radio here. That's maybe. Do you have any testimonials or emails that people have sent on that, Kathy? I know you mentioned you might have one or two or something.
Yes, you got some reports from listeners about the Jewish Monetary Code that you did about 3 weeks ago. You had cleared alien energetic obstacle implants, and then you gave us the energy of the Jewish Monetary Code. And this was live. It works live, you said. Anyway, the report from listeners said really great things. They found out about inheritances. They got unexpected extra cash. One person said they were paid back money owed. Reports of getting a raise, having someone offer to pay a credit card off for them, and getting more jobs. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So, Ron, if we feel like in the back to the job, if we feel like we got laid off unfairly, would that be on our psychic billboard, and how would we clear that so that it wouldn't be a sign that we're wearing?
Oh, okay, yeah. First of all, your thoughts will be on there that you were maybe laid off unfairly. So right away, when somebody sees you, they're not going to understand what happened. They may just think that you have a grudge with your old boss, okay? And so you have an issue. Doesn't matter what the issue is, that you have an issue with your last job, and that could possibly flow into your new job because you have an issue there and you're not happy. So an employer would see you as not being happy, being, maybe more negative, disgruntled, you know, toward your last job, which means that your performance probably won't be good. You might be carrying over a lot of hatred toward your last job. You know, maybe you were a salesperson. Maybe on the telephone a lot, and maybe you got laid off, and now you're doing the same type of job looking for that because you know how to do that. But the boss might say, yeah, you know, the psychic billboard is saying that they didn't like their last job. The boss didn't like you, so right away, maybe they weren't performing very well. And you yourself may say, you know, I really worked my butt off, and I never got that promotion or that raise, and I don't want to work that hard ever again. And that's on your psychic billboard, too. So now your new boss, hopefully you're going to get a new boss. They're reading that, and they're going to say, oh, this person is going to be kind of lazy at this job. So it's what you're projecting out. And they're reading that. Remember, you go to a psychic reader, what are they going to read? They're reading your psychic billboard. So, you know, everybody should get a clue that this is what you want to do to change your life. And, you know, if you have any major issues, then, you know, get off of those timelines. So that's the main thing, and we are offering, you can mention the FaceTime crash, too, for the listening audience, if you would, Kathy.
Yes, I will do that. Ron is offering a FaceTime crash healing free for those who request it on clsquestions@yahoo.com. You would just simply put CTR special FaceTime offer in the subject line, and it will be sent to you promptly with some instructions. The FaceTime crash does have instructions with it because it has certain order to it that's used in conjunction with the timeline crash. But it's a very important healing to have, and we're very fortunate to be able to have this be offered to us free. So I encourage everyone to take advantage of this offer, and even if you don't know what we're talking about exactly, please write to clsquestions@yahoo.com. The moderator has posted the link and the information in the chat room, and please take a look at it. Very fascinating and will help us a lot. As Ron says, lots of us are in the beyondo, our spirits in the beyondo, and after we do the timeline crashes, the space timeline crash helps the bits and pieces of us that are out there that were stolen to become retrieved. So maybe, Ron, you could explain a little bit more and do a timeline crash and then a space-time crash for us as an example towards the end of our program here.
Okay, so let's do one for since we started working with maybe some traumas here, do a trauma clearing or a timeline crash. So think of what trauma you might be dealing with. Hear that? Here we go. So count to 10 to do a timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, these timelines take 5 minutes to about an hour to come back to you as the timeline gets disintegrated, and it depends where you're standing on the timeline. So just kind of think of it as like maybe a bridge, and instantly is destroyed, and it's falling apart from the beyondo to you. And where are you? Are you close to home here, or are you out there in the distant beyondo, in the land that you don't know anything about? And everybody else who's dealing with that same situation is on it with you, and they're going to be retrieved too. Now, for some reason, let's just say that you happen to not come back here. Maybe the aliens wanted to grab you as you were falling off that timeline before you get retrieved here. Remember, they're in control of time. They can stop time. So this ensures that you will come back here. So here we go. Space-time crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I'll do for everybody real quick here, I think we got, about 2 minutes to go, I think. What I'll do is a space-time crash for when you were 10 years of age on your birthday. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do the mind to heart drop for everybody, and you can close the show, Kathy. So mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, and that's where you're thinking from, and drop them into your heart to become heart-centered and in the present moment, and to be with your spirit, then you're out of duality. So dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So back to you, Kathy, and thank you, everyone, for listening tonight.
Again, I want to repeat that Ron has offered the space timeline crash for free, and there is a certain responsibility that goes with it. So please do read the instructions, all the information, and also read the information on the timeline crash. These two clearings go together. First, we do the timeline crash, then we do the space-time crash. And the space-time crash corresponds with whatever you did the timeline crash for. So that will make sense to you when you read the instructions. And we really appreciate your offer on that, Ron, again, the space-timeline crash. In conclusion, we thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the program tonight and for the divine heart-based healings. The Ron Amatron Healing Show will be back next week.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. Very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.